Welcome to Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The left fielder, Carlos Lee. Batting third. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting fourth. The DH, Jose Canseco. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Herbert Perry. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Aaron Rowand. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Royce Clayton. Batting ninth. The catcher, Josh Paul. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dan Wright. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Luis Alicia. Batting second. The shortstop, Neofy Perez. Batting third. The center fielder, Carlos Beltran. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joe Ronda. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Raul Ibanez. Batting sixth. The catcher, Greg Zahn. Batting seventh. The left fielder, D. Brown. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Mark Quinn. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Carlos Febles. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Chris George. And now, play ball. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Durham hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lee hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Quinn. Lee reaches second base with a double. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Febles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lee moves to third. One out. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Canseco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konerko hits a line drive towards short. Perez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Canseco. The throw from Zahn and he is out, Febles applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alicia hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lee. Alicia reaches second base with a double. Neofy Perez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alicia moves to third. Carlos Beltran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beltran hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rowand who is chasing the ball. Beltran reaches third base with a triple. Alicia scores. Perez goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 2, Royals, 2. Joe Ronda is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ronda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perry fields it and throws to home to get Beltran. Score that a fielder's choice. 1 out. Raul Ibanez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ibanez hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Rowand. Ibanez reaches second base with a double. Ronda goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Royals. Greg Zahn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Zahn takes first base on ball 4. D. Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Ibanez trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Zahn moves to third. Brown moves to second. Two outs. Mark Quinn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Quinn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zahn scores. Brown scores. It's 5-2, Royals. Carlos Febles is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Febles hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lee. Febles reaches second base with a double. Quinn goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Royals. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Alicia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Alicia hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Febles scores. It's 7-2, Royals. Neofy Perez is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Perez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ordonez. Perez reaches second base with a double. Alicia moves to third. Matt Ginter now pitching. Carlos Beltran batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Beltran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Beltran takes first base on ball 4. Joe Ronda is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ronda is 0-for-1 in the game. Ronda hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Perry strikes out. 1 out. Aaron Rowand is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Rowand hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Quinn. Rowand reaches second base with a double. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Clayton strikes out. 2 outs. Josh Paul is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Paul hits a fly ball into right field. Quinn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 7, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Raul Ibanez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ibanez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ibanez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Zahn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Zahn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Zahn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Konerko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. D. Brown is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown strikes out. 2 outs. Mark Quinn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Quinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Quinn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Durham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Durham strikes out. 1 out. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Lee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ordonez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Perez scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 7, and the White Sox 2. the Royals will come to bat. Carlos Febles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Febles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Febles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alicia is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Alicia hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Neofy Perez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Perez is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco strikes out. 1 out. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Konerko is 0 for 1 in the game. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Beltran who is chasing the ball. Perry reaches third base with a triple. Aaron Rowand is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rowand is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Rowand hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Perry scores. It's 7-3, Royals. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Clayton is 0 for 1 in the game. Clayton hits a fly ball into center field. Beltran settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 7, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Carlos Beltran is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Beltran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Beltran takes first base on ball 4. Joe Ronda batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Beltran. The throw from Paul and he is safe. Beltran steals second. Joe Ronda is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ronda is 0 for 2 in the game. Ronda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Beltran moves to third. 1 out. Raul Ibanez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ibanez is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ibanez strikes out. 2 outs. Greg Zahn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Zahn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Zahn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Beltran scores. It's 8-3, Royals. D. Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Josh Paul is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Paul is 0 for 1 in the game. Paul hits a ball on the ground towards short. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Durham hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, Royals. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lee is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Lee strikes out. Two outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ordonez is 0-for-2 in the game. Ordonez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 8-5, Royals. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Canseco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco takes first base on 4. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Konerko is 0-for-2 in the game. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Perez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 5. The Royals will come to bat. Kip Wells now pitching. Mark Quinn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Quinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Quinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos Febles is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Febles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Febles hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Alicia is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Alicia is hit by the pitch. Neofy Perez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Perez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards second. Durham fields the ball and throws to get the runner, and throws the ball away. Konerko picks up the ball and throws it to Clayton, who tags the runner out. Alicia moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Doug Henry now pitching. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Perry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Perry takes first base on 4. Aaron Rowand is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Rowand is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rowand bunts towards first. Ibarnez fields the ball and throws to Henry covering. Safe. Perry moves to second. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Clayton is 0-for-2 in the game. Clayton bunts towards third. Ronda fields it and throws to first for the out. Perry moves to third. Rowand moves to second. One out. Josh Paul is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Paul is 0-for-2 in the game. Paul hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Perry scores. Rowand moves to third. It's 8-6, Royals. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Durham is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Durham hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Durham reaches second base with a double. Rowan scores. Paul moves to third. It's 8-7, Royals. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lee is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul scores. Durham scores. It's 9-8, White Sox. Maglio Ordonez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. There goes Lee. The throw from Zahn and he is safe. Lee steals second. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ordonez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ordonez takes first base on ball four. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Canseco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Canseco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee scores. Ordonez moves to third. It's 10-8, White Sox. Scott Mullen now pitching. Paul Konerko batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Konerko is 0-for-3 in the game. Konerko hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Konerko reaches second base with a double. Ordonez scores. Canseco moves to third. It's 11-8, White Sox. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aaron Rowand is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Rowand is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Rowand hits a ball on the ground towards short. Perez fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Perez. Canseco scores. Konerko moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 12-8, White Sox. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Clayton is 0-for-2 in the game. Clayton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Konerko scores. Rowand moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 13-8, White Sox. Josh Paul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paul is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Paul hits a ball on the ground towards short. Perez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Royals 8. The Royals will come to bat. Carlos Beltran is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Beltran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Beltran hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Joe Ronda is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ronda is 0-for-3 in the game. Ronda hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Beltran moves to second. Raul Ibanez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ibanez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Ibanez strikes out. One out. Greg Zahn is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Zahn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Zahn strikes out. There goes Beltran. Here's the throw, and he's safe. There goes Ronda. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. D. Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Royals 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Durham is 3-for-4 in the game, with a double and two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Beltran settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lee is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ronda fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ordonez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Ordonez moves to second. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Konerko is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Perez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Royals 8. The Royals will come to bat. Mark Quinn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Quinn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Quinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carlos Febles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Febles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Febles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Quinn moves to second. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alicia is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Alicia strikes out. 1 out. Neofy Perez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Perez is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Perez takes first base on ball 4. Quinn moves to third. Febles moves to second. Bob Horry now pitching. Carlos Beltran is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Beltran is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Beltran hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 13-12, White Sox. Joe Ronda is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ronda is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ronda hits a fly ball into center field. Rowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Raul Ibanez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Ibanez is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ibanez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Royals 12. The White Sox will come to bat. Jason Grimsley now pitching. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Perry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Febles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Aaron Rowand is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rowand is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rowan strikes out. 2 outs. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Clayton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Clayton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Royals 12. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Zahn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Zahn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Zahn is called out on strikes. 1 out. D. Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rowand. Brown reaches second base with a double. Mark Quinn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Quinn is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Quinn hits a fly ball into center field. Rowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Carlos Febles batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Brown moves to third. Carlos Febles is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Febles is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Febles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Royals 12. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Valentin pinch hits for Josh Paul. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Valentin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Durham is 3-for-5 in the game, with a double and two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Durham bunts towards the mound. Grimsley fields it and throws to first for the out. Valentin moves to second. One out. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Grimsley spins and fires to second, and Valentin is picked off. Two outs. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Lee is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Lee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Royals 12. The Royals will come to bat. Chris Singleton now playing center field. Aaron Rowand now playing left field. Mark Johnson now catching. Keith Folk now pitching. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alicia is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Alicia hits a fly ball into left field. Rowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Neofy Perez batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Perez is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Perez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carlos Beltran is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Beltran is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, a home run, and two walks. He's got six RBIs. Beltran strikes out. Two outs. Joe Ronda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ronda is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Ronda hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Folk fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 13, and Kansas City Royals, 12. Goodbye from Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City.